Welcome to Monselice. To begin this walk, go to the revolving bridge on the Bisatto Canal in Via Argine Destro, which you will see on the map. If you're not there yet, pause the recording and resume when you arrive. I have asked you to come here just outside the central pedestrian area so you could see the stretch of city walls parallel to the canal that are part of the five circles of walls which protected the city in the early 16th century. Look up at the hilltop. Can you see La Rocca and the Mastio at the top? Emperor Federico II had them erected. In 1239, he decreed that the village should become a special imperial chamber, taking direct responsibility upon himself for the government of this town. On the opposite side of the canal, at the bridge, you can admire the facade of Villa Pisani, with its classical triangular gable, the enormous coat of arms of the Pisani family in the centre, and the refined terracotta Corinthian capitals, which bring us back to the presence of Venetians in the hinterland. The canal, near where we are now, is called Bisatto because of its meandering course. Now begin walking along Via Argine Destro, beside the town walls, towards the other bridge that you will see shortly near the Civic Tower, on your left. Do you see a low, small building with arches to the left of the bridge? This is the old fish market. Now turn left, take Via Dante, and walk in the direction of the Civic Tower, which dates back to 1244. Together with the castle and La Rocca, the fortress on the hilltop, this Civic Tower formed one of the defensive ramparts of the city. We are heading into Piazza Mazzini. Leaving the tower on your right, go into the piazza. Cross the piazza and stop in front of the small building on the corner in front of you, which houses the tourist information office. At one time, it was the Monte di Pietà, with its Loggia Grande, a wide portico which was very useful for trading. The real heart of the city in the Middle Ages. Walk over to it. Right in front of the portico, on your left, is the big church of St. Paul. It is one of the oldest places of worship in Monselice and was built on an early Roman church. Now it is the venue for the most important cultural events of the city. In front of the church, you can admire the fountain designed by the great contemporary architect Mario Botta. Now, if you wish, you can relax a little in the piazza. Here, and in the opposite Via Roma and Via Battisti, you will find various patisseries, shops and bars where you can sample the speciality of Monselice, the local almond cake or the cake of Federico II. The Giostra della Rocca is held on the third Sunday of September each year in the town centre. There are parades with more than 1,000 people in period costume, groups of artisans and craft workshops, the challenge of the Quintana, the role of drums, a unique immersion in the medieval atmosphere that uplifted the spirits of the Monselice of Federico II. Whenever you wish, start the next track at the portico of the Monte di Pietà.